This is Ted Kennedy. British justice is committing an injustice against six Irish defendants. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, in recent weeks, four Irish defendants, the Guildford Four, were set free from British jails after 14 years of wrongful imprisonment. A court ruled that falsified evidence had been used to convict them of an IRA bombing in 1974. In the heated public outcry of the time, the police coerced them into confessing to crimes they didn't commit. That miscarriage of justice has been put right, but nothing's been done about six other defendants, the Birmingham Six. They were convicted in the 1970s and sentenced to life imprisonment under strikingly similar conditions that now reek of injustice. Police officials say these defendants' confessions were coerced too, and other evidence has been discredited. This case also deserves a fresh look, Al. Join me in urging the British government to review it as soon as possible.
True, Ted. The case of the Guildford Four was a most disturbing one, and made no less so by the fact that those wrongly accused have now been freed. Nothing can compensate them for those wasted years in prison. Whatever the corrupt impulse that led to the falsification of the evidence against them in the first place, it is to the credit of the British justice system that the false evidence was brought to light. I feel certain that the British need no guidance from you or from me to see that justice is served. Corrupt officials are certainly the exception rather than the rule, in Britain as well as here. You can't bring the whole system down because of one crude act. British citizens have rights fully protected by their government, just as we do, and it needs neither of us to meddle in and instruct that government on how best to safeguard those rights. We got problems right here in River City, D.C. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on problems bogging down the U.S. Post Office. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.